America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Coast to coast, nooks and crannies in between. Don't we live in a great country? Boy, tough times for lots of people, even though Ben Bernanke insists things are really getting better. They are. Can't you see it? Don't you see it in your bank account? How is that not possible that you don't realize that jobs are coming back and the economy is in an upswing and the labor market is that much better? Coming up in our next segment, we're going to go to Oslo, Norway, and talk to our pal, Financial Man, Saul Album, about Bernanke, about the markets and what's happening out there and what we can expect. A lot of people concerned about the Eurozone. I've talked about it. I mentioned the fact that France, with the runoff election, it might not be Nicolas Sarkozy. He might not be the president anymore. It might be the socialists. What does that mean? What kind of change would that be? Spain is struggling. France is struggling. Greece had to be bailed out twice. And you listen to this and you say, lady, why do I care? You care because it affects the dollar. It affects our economy. So we cannot ignore what's happening overseas. We can't. We also can't ignore a couple of other things that are happening here at home. Right there, the belly of the beast, our nation's capital. The Supreme Court, again on the hook for a pretty big decision. This time it has to do with an immigration law in Arizona. Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, has taken nothing but crap for 2 years because of the law that she refused to veto. She instead championed an Arizona illegal immigration law, SB 1070, the name of it. And if it had kicked in, one of the things that was part of this new law in that state is if somebody was pulled over for any kind of a traffic violation, if there was a reason to do it, you could ask for identification. You could ask about where they were from, which immediately led to the ACLU and Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico, sticking his nose in Arizona's business, outraged so many people, saying that Jan Brewer in Arizona, they're a bunch of racists, they're trying to block out illegal immigrants, and aren't they the backbone of our economy in the United States of America? Jan Brewer weathered the criticism for 2 years, fought back as the feds came after her swinging, or the state of Arizona, and put this whole thing on trial. It's gone through a couple of courts, and it's now being pushed all the way up, as you know, as I said, oral arguments being heard, already were heard, on this very thorny issue that'll have a rippling effect across the nation because there are other states who want to emulate what Arizona has done because they're drowning in problems with illegals who are killing their hospital system, bankrupting it, killing educational systems in some cases, and draining the coffers. And nobody has an answer, and nobody wants to deal with it. Yeah, you see the flashy pictures of the ICE guys when they bust up some meat packing plant or they're somewhere else, and they round up people who are there illegally, and because they had a faulty Social Security number for whatever reason, or they're just flat out working there illegally. And come on, we know this happens all the time, not far down the street from me. And can I blame the people? Absolutely not. They come over, they're waiting, looking for a job, hanging around the 7-Eleven, boom, pickup work, absolutely. They head off for pickup work. So there was a lifeline that was created a long time ago, and that's the problem. There was a law in the book, and it was ignored. So Jan Brewer, the governor, sees that she's got problems with kidnapping, with drugs, with rapes, with dead people in the state of Arizona that they have to try to identify, and they feel so awful about it because they have no names for any of the people that they found tossed aside in the desert. So their corpses are frozen in trucks. The morgue was overrun. Many of the morgues were overrun with people, the Jane Does, if you will, of the world, of Mexico. and they weren't identified. So that's what has to happen, and they have to try to track that down and figure out what happened. Sad stuff, absolutely. Something that also affects every single one of us. And if you don't think so, and you're living in Vermont, you're living in Connecticut somewhere, you're living in Illinois, you're living in Traverse City in Michigan, or Mississippi, you have to think again, because if you do have insurance, guess what? Your premium is paying for the usage, because the insurance companies certainly are not eating that cost. It's passed on to us when someone has a hospital stay and they don't have insurance and they're not from the country, and this just keeps on revolving over and over and over again. If the Supreme Court upholds the law, says it's constitutional, all that, then other states, I think, will follow suit, and Arizona will enforce this law and see if it has the intended results, cleaning up some of the problem that they have. Not going after people, not hunting people down. That's what the Border Patrol does, trying to find people crossing, by the way. That's not what a police officer would do anywhere in Arizona. But since it was never implemented, there was no way to see what needed to be tweaked to make this a smooth law that worked for Arizona, that helped the state, and could be an example of other states who are struggling with the very same thing. Besides Arizona, besides talking about money woes and where are we with the economy and why is our economy tied to Europe, we have some other intriguing things for you. It's like ripped from the headlines, as any of the Law and Orders would say. The headlines are just so bloody juicy. Rupert Murdoch grilled about hacking. Remember, there's that whole hacking thing with his empire and one of his papers, and that hasn't gone away. A lot of people in the United States sort of know a little bit about it, but it is, to say the least, huge. Because do the Murdochs, any of the Murdochs, do any kind of time? Are they proven to have knowledge of the fact that the paper, one of the papers in the Murdoch empire, was scooping everyone? And the reason why is because they were bugging people's phones, celebrities, politicians, all kinds of people. So Rupert Murdoch had a very straight face and listened to the questions that were being lobbed at him, saying that he's had total integrity in the wake of everything that's happened. And it's been very, very ugly for News Corp as they try to weather the fact that they broke so many stories because they had tapped into or hacked into people's lines. They were able to do that with the help of some people who wanted some money, no less. Geez, and you think about the other people who thought, why am I getting scooped? How are they getting this information? Also, we're going to talk about endorsements. You know how I feel about it. Do they carry any sway with you? Do you care if Rick Santorum backs Romney or not? We'll talk about that at the tail end of this hour. But first, we're going to Norway next to talk to my pal Saul Albom. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Well, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Joining us now is my pal, Saul Album. We talk money, dollars, and cents with him. He's in Oslo, Norway. Saul, how are you?
Just great. Thanks, Kate.
Are you sound like you're at a coffee shop. Are you at your house or are you at a coffee shop somewhere? No? Oh, I think we lost Saul. I'm telling you, there's something going on in Norway. They really don't want Saul to talk to us because we get these goblins. We get these ghosts and goblins, I knew I could say that, in the system when we go out to Norway to try to chat with him. So I think we've lost Saul. We'll try to see if we can get a good connection there, and if not, we hope we'll try to have him on in the near future because he always adds so much to the show when it comes to the money side of things. And you know, you've got the semi-wise Buddha, or he thinks he's the wise Buddha, because I'm not a big fan of Ben Bernanke's, but Bernanke calmly and coolly describes jobs coming back and the economy picking up and the labor market in a much better situation. And I'm thinking, boy, what kind of numbers is he cranking out in his office that we don't see? There's this disconnect, I think, between what's really happening in America and what Washington thinks is happening in America. Maybe that's it. You're just in the bubble. If you're in D.C., you're in the bubble. It's not going to touch you if you're doing okay. But outside of D.C., and I'm saying if you work for the government, if you've got some economic position especially, then, you know, there you are. You're sitting there not really in touch with what's happening. I think we have Saul back. We'll try again. We have a rough time with this. Hey, Saul, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm so sorry about that. Am I sounding better for you?
You sound good. Now you sound good. We have you. I said there was something going on in Norway. They just didn't want us to speak, I thought.
Well, you know, have you seen the big government with a big report out of Wired magazine about the huge multi-billion-dollar analysis tool where they can, where they're literally picking up almost every phone call and every email being sent in the U.S.?
Yeah, what? And flesh that out a little bit for, because I'm sure that's perked up a bunch of people's ears. How do they find that out?
Well, there was a couple of leaks from defense contractors, and Wired magazine is one of the most respected technology startup and just kind of nerd magazine out there, if I'm allowed to say that kind of IT.
You can,
magazine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it, nerd nowadays is a compliment thanks to Bill Gates, right?
So yeah.
So they put out a multi-page article about how the U.S. government is building multi-billion-dollar data centers. One of them in several of them in the desert. I mean, this is all done pre 9/11 and then pushed through post 9/11, where they're able to pick up and monitor just about every email and just about every phone call that's made in the U.S. And they're saving it all and more, and not only that, but then financial transactions also. So credit cards, transactions, as far as stocks and securities, it's all going in there. And the only problem with it now is building computers fast enough to be able to absorb the, oh geez, I can't remember if it's 4 terabytes per second or if it's 20 terabytes per second. So right now they're in the midst of a computer processing arms race with other countries of who can splice and sort and do best searches like you do a Google search,
right,
on people's, so how best you can put it together. So it's very scary, and it's one of the many reasons why some of us feel safer outside of the U.S.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that is scary, and that's exactly the kind of thing that people listening to ATN hate, that, you know, we're fighting with what's happening with the Internet and trafficking the Internet and policing the Internet and ultimately having all of our everything that we touch on the Internet being traceable, which really, I guess it already is, but regulating it. And how crazy that would be, and why should we go down that road? But there's been a lot of fighting over that. Then to say that everything that, as you're mentioning, what they talked about in Wired, that everything can be traced and tracked, it is scary. And I think that there may be more people, Saul, that will think, I don't want to live in the U.S. if everything I do, like this is really like a movie, is real life, if they're tracking everything. Because you said it, there's also, I mean, all that information, personal information, all that sensitive financial information is there too.
All can be misused. And again, Kate, just for your listeners, two things. One, I'm a finance guy. I don't care about, well, I do care about politics, but I care about politics only to the effect as it affects capital, money, transactions, entrepreneurs that we put money into, businesses. I don't care. I don't have an axe to grind. All I care about are facts and then how those facts and policies affect business. So again, these are the facts that we've been talking about for years on your show, all of them that maybe years ago. Remember we talked about the student debt bubble, right?
Yes, yes.
And what was on the top of the list on one of the web pages today? You know, it's now the student debt bubble is maybe the new bailout. So we talked about it weeks before it hit the headlines, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
In the facts.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the facts. Absolutely. That is the facts. All right. One thing that's been intriguing with the markets and has been most of the conversation, I was watching CNBC. There's a show called Fast Money that I like, and they've been trying to figure out what's going on with Apple. Apple smash took a huge dive and then bounced back up, went up over 8%. Actually, when I checked my numbers on Wednesday, so is it China that really bailed out the iPhone sales? That was part of the reason why?
Yeah, Apple went. This is so, everybody out there, Apple is like a phone company now. They might as well be the next Nokia. They're driving so much of their revenue and their sales through the iPhone. And yes, to answer your question, they went from 2% of their global sales. Now 20% of Apple's business is in China. And Currently, guys, I started to send over Kate a little, couple page, little presentation I just put together so she can kind of review and see what's going on and help you guys be out. Kate, we see here that, right now they sold, last year alone, Apple sold 151 million iPhones. And listen to this, Kate, if they add on another 50 carriers like India, China, and all those guys, and some of the other third world countries, and second world, they'll be adding on another 151 million potential, excuse me, 1.8 billion potential customers. Now, of course, not all of them are going to be ordering iPhones and can afford it, but those are the exposure that they still have another, that Apple, okay, our beloved Apple, the U.S. company out of California, still has another 1.8 billion people in the U.S. that they're not in the world that they're not touching yet.
Wow. And then you look at also the iPad. iPad is huge.
Yes. The iPad is coming in, the iPad 3 that just introduced in March, is slated to sell anywhere between 60 to 90 million units. And if you look at this and you compare them to the phone adoption, the microwave adoption, all these things only sold a few hundred thousand or a few thousand in the first year, right? So maybe the first phone came out back 100 years ago and it took, geez, to reach a million sales in phones, maybe it took 5 or 10 years. Well, they're going to sell 59 million iPads in the second year. You know,
wow, that is so crazy. And people, you know, kids especially, they want, Apple is such a brand, they want the good stuff. They want the iPad, they want the iPhone. I was on a train the other day, and a kid said to me, he was probably 13 or 14. He started talking to me, and he asked me about my phone. He had a different phone. He saw that I had the iPhone. And I said, it's good. I like it. And he was messing around and playing games on his. And he said, well, I have the knockoff version. And I said, well, see, yours does the same thing, so I guess it probably doesn't matter. And he said, no, you have the best one. That's the one I want. That's the one everybody has. That's what we want. He told me that in the schoolyard, that's what the kids want. They want the Apple products. We're going to continue with Saul album next, thank goodness, here on America Tonight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come on, Susan. One more time.
All right, we're trying a little dollars and cents here on America Tonight with my pal Saul Album. But before we go back to Saul, quickly, I want everybody to hear this. Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, speaking earlier in the day on Hump Day up on the Hill about what's happening with the economy, where we're headed, jobs, what's happening there. And we know that the market is affected by news, so he spouted off some good news, but was it really the truth? And this was actually Bernanke's news conference after he had made that appearance on the Hill. Here's what he said.
Most committee participants expect economic growth to remain moderate over coming quarters and then to pick up gradually. Participants' projections for the unemployment rate in the fourth quarter of this year have a central tendency of 7.8 to 8.0%. declining to 6.7 to 7.4% in the fourth quarter of 2014. Labor market conditions have improved in recent months, with the unemployment rate having fallen nearly a percentage point since August. However, at 8.2%, the unemployment rate remains elevated.
All right, jobs, jobs, jobs. Saul, you just heard what Ben Bernanke had to say, the Fed chief saying that the central bank remains entirely prepared to take additional balance sheets, that was also what he said, should the economy require additional support. What does that gobbledygook mean?
That means is what they're saying is they're going to print enough money to buy all the debt out there. Remember, we talked about this about 4 months ago, about the total amount of debt on the balance sheets of the central banks. Okay, so currently right now, the top seven economies, France, Spain, Germany, U.S., Japan, etc., they have about $15.5 trillion worth of debt that they have already printed up and bought treasuries and bought mortgage bonds and everything like that. So, yeah, I have no doubt that they can keep printing money. So, keep printing money to keep the status quo, okay, to keep rich people from losing money, to keep your listeners from, when they have their jobs, being able to afford things like cheaper bonds and stocks. Remember, if all these stocks and bonds collapsed, they would go down to 20 cents, and the people out there with no money may be able to afford something, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and all of you out there who have no houses, the housing prices would have been cut 30 and 40%. All of you out there who are living in apartments, you are screwed by this because you don't live in a house. You'd be able to afford it. So anyway, what he's saying is they will keep printing money. They will keep interest rates artificially low, creating distortions in the economy to keep the powers that be, to keep the wheels from coming off. Okay, and then after the election, when we raise taxes, when we have to start paying for this, then you guys are really going to be doubly screwed because not only are you going to have inflation, okay, because the money is going to come out, but you're going to have malinvestment because and wasted resources because businesses were making investments in hiring people and creating products that are based on the phony economy of low interest rates and on all this economic activity. And third, and we'll also still have all this debt on the books, so we'll be like Japan. So that's basically what he's saying is that the job rates are going to be okay. So on the short term, he's maybe right. But again, you know, the Bush tax cuts, are they going to get repealed back? And those aren't going to hurt. What about dividend taxes? That's not going to hurt anyone. You know, that's not going to stop investment at all. People are going to invest more because more of their upside is taken away. You know, they're like, yeah, I know. Now if I invest in Apple, I get a 4% return, and then next year I'm going to get a 3% return and take all that risk. So having less return on your money makes you more incentivized to go out and do stuff. You know,
yeah, I agree. I agree. It's really ridiculous. Monopoly money. It's nonsense. I knew you would say that.
Political money. Political money. Since the gold standard was removed, we've entered in a debt super cycle. The wheels have come off. The politicians have no break. They have no. They have no incentive to balance a budget. They have no incentive to moderate their spending. If I go to war, I'll just raise debt. Remember, it was the Republicans who said deficits don't matter. But a couple of years, we'll learn. It's just going to take a long time. Anyway, go ahead, Kate. I'm off my soapbox. Go ahead.
No. I agree with you. I'd be right there next to you. I say the same thing all the time, especially when it comes to pumping the funny money, because that's what it is. You're absolutely right. It's all about politics, and it's that cycle that keeps going round and round since we walked away, folks listening from the gold standard for sure. He sent me an interesting document. Saul is very thorough. That's what we love. He's my pal, and I love having him on there, but he also is just so great at research. And Saul, this will be interesting to people. There's a list of different cities, what loaf of sliced bread was, white rice, that kind of stuff, and regular unleaded gasoline. One of the places that you list on the document, that's on the document, London, 5 years ago, white rice in the supermarket, right, would be $1.37. Now $4.81, translating that into U.S. dollars. That is crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, that's, again, it's all this political money coming through. Remember that as things get better, the costs go down. The cost of your TV has gone down. You get more for the money. The cost of your computer has gone down. The cost of everything goes down over the long run, as long as it's not monkeyed with. And as you can see, the cost of rice 5 years ago was $1.37, and over 10 years, it's gone up almost three times in rice. And in New York, the cost of like 2 pounds of rice has gone up a double from $3.50 to $6 in New York City. This is just the big cities that the economists keep track of. This is from the Economist report. This is not me. Okay, this is not you know.
Yeah, you was there.
Numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is literally the Economist magazine put these numbers together from what they've seen. And the same as gasoline has gone up three times in the last 10 years. Rice, less loaf bread, all these things that a lot of margins have come out, and that they show that instead of prices being stable, is that they're not stable. And when we're told, when Ben Bernanke says that, oh, inflation is just going to be 2%, well, 2% doesn't mean a doubling in price in 5 years.
Yeah, that's awful. Are you kidding? And the one I love, and you must have sent it from the same document, I thought that was so interesting, too, is if you wanted to go together and have a pint of beer at just what's listed as an average bar in Australia, if we translate that into U.S. dollars, $8.91. Are you kidding me?
You know, I thought that was a little fun chart for you and your listeners. You could play with it. Yeah. I'm a working man, and I like to go and have a beer. And, good thing I didn't put Norway on there. Otherwise, you would hit the floor. It's like $12 or $13 for
a
beer here.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. And, we keep talking about the Eurozone and what's happening. And in France, big repercussions to see if Nicolas Sarkozy stays as the president or if the socialists beats him in a runoff election. What does that mean? What kind of an effect would that have on France and the rest of the world?
Okay, well, what I would say is let's take a look at what Mr. Holland says, and he's the socialist prime minister who's running. So we went through, looked at his stuff. And I do speak a little bit of French, so I was able to pick up a little bit. And basically, his campaign lines are the same populist stuff. And let your listeners decide whether this will make it more incentivized to start businesses and to create growth and allow for more flexible workforce, more competitive jobs, where people can rise to the occasion. So he's saying, one, he's going to raise the minimum wage, higher taxes on wealth and dividends, raise the income tax to people to earning over €1 million a year to 75%, and raise the tax, just the income tax alone, not like their Social Security or anything, to 45% for people who make over $150,000 a year. Okay, so and then he's going to lower the minimum retirement age for some professionals. So you could retire at 60, right? Institute a transaction tax. Or says that the financial markets are his enemy. To stop French banks from using overseas tax havens. Okay, well, maybe that will help. Be honest.
Maybe,
one out of ten ain't bad. Okay. Impose limits on leverage buyouts, which means if you take on debt to buy something, you don't want them in banned stock options. Freeze gas prices. So he wants to put a lock on gas prices. And of course, keep the 35-hour work week mandatory by law. That's do the listeners out there wish that their
35 hours?
What's 35? Is there 35?
Oh no, you can double that at least. 35 mandatory. That's crazy.
Yes. So it's basically he's shorting capitalism and going long socialism. So unfortunately, he's just adding a drag. Make it harder to fire people, pay more taxes, it disincentivize entrepreneurship, and then you get angry when the only game in town for technology is in the U.S. or in Singapore. Where Facebook, Google, Apple, and all these giant innovative companies are coming out of the U.S. and where's the French Google? Where's the European Apple? Where's the innovation? And then Skype. Funnily, Skype. That didn't come out of Central Europe. That came out of Estonia or Lithuania.
So not even that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. They're so behind the eight ball there. Saul, you were absolutely terrific. I know people loved it, and we enjoy having you on. And we'll talk to you again, my friend.
You got it, Kate. Best of luck to everyone out there. Remember, crisis and challenge means opportunity for your listeners to overcome and profit.
Absolutely. Well said. So there is opportunity out there. Thanks, Saul. Say hello to the missus for me, and we'll catch you again on the flip side.
Got it. Bye.
If
you're not prepared,
GetPreparedExpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Coming April 28th and 29th.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits.
Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways.
1,000 packets of heirloom seeds.
1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map.
1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster.
25 vials of Dr. Shealy's Bliss.
10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and Dr. Shealy.
And plenty more.
Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Go to GetPreparedExpo.com.
One-day passes, $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes, $15.
At GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com.
Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
So you're a maker of something. Wood crafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Man, you have really sent in your thoughts on a couple of different things, including some of what Saul and I were just talking about there, what's happening with the economy, really what we see. And the other thing is you segued into a couple of sports themes, because now it seems that, you know, we got Roger Clemens. He was one of our bad boys from earlier in the week, as he's on trial again for whether or not he lied to Congress about using a steroid substance. We'll see how that turns out. But you have all these cheats. Is it shocking that we have all these cheats in sports? And I'm going to say, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say after covering sports for a long time, it's not shocking, but the lengths that we've seen some of these teams go to, ridiculous. And I'm really speaking about the Saints. The Saints situation is just so disheartening. I said this the other day, but you think about what happened, and many of you really grasped it, that you've got Hurricane Katrina that rips through New Orleans, and then the aftermath of so many people who died and the rescue efforts and all the nonsense that we don't want to relive, because we've got that in the vault here on America Tonight. We were on the air when that was happening, when the hurricane was coming through, and then the levees were, of course, busted open, and how outrageous that was. But the Saints sort of became, sort of, not entirely, but sort of did, because people were very upset at what had happened, became America's team in a sense. And to see the Saints win the Super Bowl, and how exciting was that, and Drew Brees and all the people that were part of that team, and how many people adopted them at least for the tail end of the season when they had gone through the playoffs. Now, there's this thing that we've talked about a few times, about the GM had the hookup to listen to the opposing coaches. You think that's a fair advantage? I think that's a great advantage for the Saints, but I think it's a very unfair advantage, obviously, and it's cheating. It's the worst of the worst. If they can prove that it's true, that that's what was happening in New Orleans, and sadly, they just might. And because of the bounty case with the Saints and Sean Payton suspended for a year, and so many others, Greg Williams in the mix with this, booted as well. The team now having its GM as possibly listening in on what the plays were and what was going on with the coaches. What were they doing? From 2009 to 2011, the coaches and the players put together this bounty system that paid out cash for hits, and they were knocking players out of the game. 27 Saints were part of this. The former Saints defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, suspended indefinitely for what he did. Sean Payton, booted, season, gone for the season. Then you have Mickey Loomis, who's out for 8 games, and they're investigating the other thing, whether or not he was listening in to coaches' communications. Crazy. So Roger Goodell is being pressed on what are some of the other punishments? What about these other players? What's going on? What's the FBI doing? And I believe we have Goodell in the wings. Here's what he said.
We're still doing some additional work. We should be in a position where we should be able to wrap that up soon. And as soon as we do, we'll issue our decision. We want to make sure we're thorough and fair. And I would think with all that we have to do on the draft in the next couple of days, it's not likely we'll get it done in advance.
All right, we're into the draft now because Thursday is the big draft celebration. We know that there's no surprise. You heard Sports Shorts earlier in the week that the number one pick is Andrew Luck, the quarterback out of Stanford. What a great arm he has. And once Peyton Manning was released from the Indianapolis Colts, we knew it was inevitable that they were picking up a quarterback, and it was probably going to be Luck. So they ended the drama by saying, okay, definitely he's going it as number one, but what happens the rest of the way, and how marred the process could be by everything that's happened with the Saints. I think that the focus won't be so much on that, but I think that the NFL has to come down with some player penalties. Great that they did some of the things they've already done, but they need to go after the players that were part of this too, absolutely, because they shouldn't get a free pass on this. All right, speaking of not getting a free pass, imagine your name is Meta World Peace. Just think what that implies, world peace. Well, he's a hoop player that has some bad elbows, because what happened was, he says it was just bad timing, that it had nothing to do with him aggressively going after somebody on the floor, that it wasn't about that at all, that it was just the fact that when they collided, his elbows were up, and he feels so upset by the situation that he felt like he needed to discuss it with the Lakers fans, because You know, the Lakers are counting on him. He's a forward for the Lakers, and they need him down the stretch. And he faced the media for the first time on Wednesday since the NBA announced that he was going to be suspended for 7 games for hitting Oklahoma City's James Harden in the head with his hard elbows. Here was what he said.
It was a brutal elbow. When I seen it, I'm like, ah, immediately. I was just way too emotional. You know, it seemed like anger, but it was a lot of passion involved. It was just, but it was erratic. It was erratic fire, erratic passion. It was way too much, way too much.
All right, so you hear him way too much, way too much. He says that he feels badly about what's happened, about the punishment. And he does a podcast. He talked about that. He said he's not going to open himself up for excuses, and he wasn't going to give excuses, but it was just hard to talk about. And like every athlete now, how do you get the word out to the masses? You go to Twitter or Facebook. That's what you do. That's how you respond to what's happened, your suspension, the ugliness on the court or off the court. The NBA commissioner, he didn't pull any punches. David Stern said it was recklessly thrown. And, you know, with the history, it absolutely weighed into the suspension because he's been in trouble for this before. Remember, World Peace changed his name from Ron Artest. He got an 86-game suspension in 2004. Remember, the longest ban ever for an on-court incident in NBA history for jumping into the stands at the Palace of Auburn Hills in the suburbs of Detroit to fight the fans. As much as the fans can taunt and say ugly things, guess what? You can't do that. You can't do that. All right, so as I said, the NBA draft is, not the NBA, the NFL draft is coming up, and if you want to read more on the NFL draft, remember, I've got a book out called Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS, or really fun sports facts. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere, basically. It's in soft cover form, or you can get it as an e-book. And I talk about some of the interesting things that I've seen from the NFL from the point of view of flying with the Cowboys and covering the Giants and interviewing 12,000 people, which politicians and some of your sports heroes, trust me, they have more in common, I think, than you would care to know. Rough elbows of a different sort, let's say. And coming up in our next show, I want to make sure everybody knows this as well. We have our super hard trivia question. The trivia question that is up for grabs has to do with the NFL draft. As you know, we mix a little sports in with our politics. If you can knock down the question, you will win a free copy of my book, so you don't have to go out and chase it on Amazon. How about that? Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.